Hallo, lieber kleiner, süßer, mega toller Wunderknopf. Dankeschön. Hello, lovely, tiny, sweet, mega, kick-ass, wonder button. Thank you. Merhaba sevgili küçük tatlı mega enfes mucize düğmecim. Teşekkür ederim. Vielen Dank für diese Nacht, liebes All. Thanks so much for this night, dear outer space. Bu gece için çok teşekkür ederim, sevgili Evren. Hey, herzlich willkommen zu Switch für immer Punk auf www.bermudafunk.org. Auf den Zauberkabeln zu hören. Ich freue mich ganz arg mega, dass du eingeschaltet hast. Herzlich willkommen. Welcome, dear listeners, to the Switch for Emo Punk Radio Show. Oh! On www.bermudafunk.org. Funk that! I'm so glad that you stepped here. Sayın dinleyiciler, merhaba, iyi akşamlar, hoş geldiniz. Çok sevindim. Buraya geldiniz. Belki dinliyorsunuzdur. Bir şeyler anlatacağım. Müzik dinleyeceğim. Siz de aslında kendimle konuşuyorum. Siz de dinliyorsunuz. Ja, es ist voll verrückt. Und auf der 89,6 kann man das nämlich auch anhören auf dem Radio. Und auf der, in Mannheim. Und in der Umgebung. Und auf der 105,4 Megahertz. Und in Heidelberg. Und ihre Umgebung. Kakadu. These minutes are yours. Das sind jetzt deine Minuten. Bunlar senin dakikalar. Don't hesitate. You. Du. Zögere nicht. San. Check in me.
Wage. Wage. Wage. Wage. Wage. Wage.
Oh, Noch ein Song, noch ein Song, noch ein Song geht. Noch ein Song, noch ein Song, noch ein Song.
Weiter mit den Small Faces.
Over bridge of sights, to rest my eyes in shades of green. Under dreaming spots, to Ichiku Park, that's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Well, I cried.
Why the tears there?
Tell you why.
It's all.
That's a groove, that really is a groovy song there from the Small Faces.
Oh, okay. Hi. Herzlich willkommen zurück hier. Ich muss es hier. Okay. Yo. Das war vorhin Gigi Kale mit Call Me the Breeze. Ein super nice Song, den ich auch durch Zufall schwuppdiwupps lag der auf meinem Handy auf einmal. Und dann haben wir jetzt gerade gehört The Small Faces with Ichiku Park. Und ja, ich hoffe, ihr hattet einen wunderschönen Sonntag. Lovely peoples, how was your Sunday? Or anyway. Und so in den Ländern, dass du das Buch nasse geht. Hm? Nasse? Hey, you, don't hesitate. Du, zögere nicht. San, check in me. This said my love to me when I was asking for help. I've asked inside of me. And this I must internalize in something yet. In some things yet. Ja. Du, zögere nicht. Das hat mir meine Liebe gesagt, als ich in mir nach selber nach Hilfe gefragt habe. Und ich habe, das muss ich halt noch in manchem verinnerlichen. In manchen weiß ich, mache ich's. Und in manchen mache ich's echt noch nicht. Und darüber rede ich halt auch nachher noch. Und, sen çekinme, bunu bana sevgilim söylemişt. Yardım ihtiyacım olduğu zaman, içimden. Yani bunu bazı şeyleri daha çok benimsemem gerekiyor. Ama sonra anlatırım. Ama sadece herhalde Türkçe konuşmayacağım. İngilizce, Almanca konuşacağım bazı şeyleri. Tamam? Kusura bakmayın. Neyse. Was bewunderst du an dir? What do you admire on yourself? Kendinde neleri hayran kalıyorsun sen? Date yourself. Kendinle buluş. Ah, genau, das wollte ich jetzt machen. Und zwar habe ich jemanden kennengelernt. So, herzlich willkommen, habt ihr vorhin schon gehört. Und zwar hier, was wollte er jetzt sagen? Ach, das wollte ich ja selber sagen. Ich wollte sagen? Nee, wieso? Ah, okay, warte. So, so oder so. Okay. Jetzt geht's, Alter. Ah! Excuse me for the technik, as always. Tja, la la la la la la. Okay. Ja. Machen wir das mal so. May I introduce you as someone I recognized in me? The last time I will first listen it to you, but you will listen it. Ja, ihr habt es schon vorhin gehört. Und wie gesagt, den habe ich auf einmal kennengelernt und jetzt ist er da.
Und das so? So? Und das so? So? Und das so? So? Und das so? So? Und das so?
Okay. Das, ihr Lieben, war mein Kanarienvogel. Oder Wellensittich, ich weiß nicht. Also es ist so eine Mischung. Und den hab ich weiß nicht. Es ist halt auch vielleicht auch der Autist in mir. Das ist vielleicht ist auch mein Vogel, mein Kanarienvogel ein Autist. Auf jeden Fall sind wir beides in allem. Und der ist irgendwie auf einmal aufgetaucht, weil ich gemerkt habe, wenn ich manchmal rede ich so wie er. Also er redet so wie ich. Und das sind in manchen Situationen einfach so, wo ich dann lauter werde oder dann solche Sachen wiederhole ständig irgendwie. Und ich finde es eigentlich voll süß, ja. Und hab gedacht so, was ist denn jetzt mit mir? Halleluja. Knall ich jetzt durch oder so? Nee, es ist einfach ein Teil von mir. Und ich habe auf Instagram habe ich jemanden kennengelernt, der aus Ismail ist der und der ist ein Papageienarzt und der hat dann was geschrieben. Achtung, Papageienwellensittiche versuchen ihre Probleme mit Lärm und Ton zu erklären. Und generell lernen sie viele Sprachen und dass die Körpersprache die Verbindung eines Vogels mit den anderen Vögeln ist. Und ja, das fand ich so super interessant, weil ich gedacht habe, okay, krass, was will er mir denn sagen? Also es ist so verrückt halt, einfach so cool zu sein, dass man einfach so viele Ichs in sich selber drin hat und die kennenlernen darf. Und ja, das ist, wollte ich euch einfach mit euch teilen. Ich weiß nicht, und da redet heute manchmal bestimmt auch noch öfters mit euch. Ja, yeah, lovely peoples, this was my lovely canary birdie inside of me. And I've just met him because now he met me. Now, yeah, I just realized him because sometimes I have to shout, okay? Just like this, like, I just said into the things that I do, like, so or so, or so or so better. Oh, better so, oh, better so, oh, oh, no, oh, better so. Yeah, and then I just let it flow. I don't know which emotions, which heartaches, or which dramas are inside me that they just came out like this. And yeah, and I've experienced it is my birdie. And I just love him. And he makes me so happy. And I just have to laugh about and with him. And this is so nice to... yeah, to see yourself in so many different kind of things, just, yeah, which I couldn't imagine. And it is just an honor for me to be also a parrot or a budgie. And yeah, sometimes I'm sad when he's not there. And I said, hey, budgie, where are you? And yeah, and his name is Charlie. He just told me, because I don't know, when I was in Spain, yeah, if you remember our last radio show, there there was like that, I was a driver for someone and I didn't know this someone, Jupp, and we became friends and all of this. And she just one time he said to me, Sibel, I will tell your name as Charlie. I will say sometimes Charlie to you. And I said, huh? Okay. I don't know what's in his mind, but I love the word Charlie. Am I speaking too loud? Surprisingly? No. Okay. And yeah, and now and this is years ago, so and now I know who he meant, and this is Charlie, my parrot. And on Instagram I found a doctor of Bajis and parrots from Turkey in Izmir, and he just wrote that Bajis try to explain their problems with noise and tone. Ah! Yeah, and generally they learn a lot of languages, and body languages is the connection of a birdie with other birdies. And yeah, oh, my lovely birdies, I don't know, you know what I mean. Yeah, and do you have also a birdie? Habt ihr auch einfach einen Kanarienvogel in euch drin? Was erzählt euch denn so? Ich weiß es nicht. Also ich bin immer sehr froh, wenn da ist. Und ich bin auch, weiß nicht, der bringt mich immer so zum Lachen. Und ja, es ist natürlich auch manchmal irgendwie so komisch und erschreckend. Ja, yeah, and sometimes the birdie is always like, I just find it, figure out, because I sometimes do say things in repeat. So, like, I like this, I like this, I like this very much, I like this very much. And it's just like autistic thing. And so it's an autistic and birdie, and there is me, and what it is. And yeah, and why should we all gave name for things or for some things, for happenings, I don't know. It's just being. Sorry, falsch, sorry, wrong, özür dilerim, yanlış, befangen, prejudiced. Sagen wir das so, sagen wir das so, say we do this so. Say we do this, so. Bunu böyle söylüyoruz, bunu böyle söylüyoruz. Was bringt mich eher weiter? What does help on me rather? Stopp! Identifizieren! Identifizieren Sie sich! Nein! Desidentifizieren Sie sich! Jetzt! Gott! Okay, life is life. Stop! Identify! Identify yourself! No! Disidentify yourself! Now! Okay! Bist du bereit, in den Zeugenstand zu treten? Are you ready to stand into the witness stand? Scheid jede Bossmagda Hazırmısın? Wie eine Ananas in der schmelzenden Antarktis. Wenn die Sonne sichtbar am Himmel ist, stehe ich gerne an der Straße. An der Straße gelehnt, an der Hauswand meiner Nachbarn. An der einzigsten Stelle, wo sie gerade im Winkel hineinscheint. Und da trinke ich die Strahlen und einen Kaffee. Ich bin glücklich. Manchmal laufen Menschen vorbei. Ich wünsche ihnen einen tollen Tag oder ich sage nur Hallo. Und manche mir auch. Und manche laufen wortlos, ihren eingefrorenen Blick auf den Boden gerichtet an mir vorüber. Ich kann ihnen nur ganz viel Liebe hinterher Wunsch senden. Like a pineapple in the melting Antarctica. Sometimes, when the sun is visible at the sky, I stand faint at the street, leaned against the house wall from my neighbors at the single place in square where the sun is shining and I drink the sunlights and the coffee. Yes, and I'm happy. Sometimes humans do walk by. I wish them a wonderful day or just say hello. Some say back, some walk wordless by, and their freezed view on the ground. I just can't wish sent behind them many much love. Like a pineapple in the melting Antarctica. Wie eine Ananas in der schmelzenden Antarktis. Große Herausforderung. Wann fühlt sich etwas wirklich nicht stimmig an? Wann sagt uns das Bauchgefühl wirklich absolut nein, nicht, niemals? Und wann verlassen wir einfach nur die Komfortzone? Was ist mein Sein? Was ist mein Ego? Das hat einer als auf Instagram geschrieben bei Dr. Joe Dispenza als Klangfragment heißt der, glaube ich, und die Fragen fand ich ziemlich passend zu mir. Und ja, big challenge. When something really does not feel harmonious. When our body sense says us definitely no, not, never. And when we are just leaving the comfort zone, what is my being? What is my ego? Was ist mein Sein? Was ist mein Ego? Man sagt ebenso, auch meine Erfahrung ist es, dass das Ego liebt es, aus allem ein Problem zu machen. Es denkt und denkt und denkt und denkt und denkt und denkt und ich weiß nicht was und weiß nicht, ob es stimmt. It's sad, and also my experience is this, that the ego loves it to make out of all everything a problem. It thinks and thinks and thinks and so, and do I know if it corresponds with the truth? Mein Sein macht mich sehr ruhig und frei. Dagegen, ich empfinde Sicherheit, Verbundenheit mit allem, was ist. Oder auch meine Trinity, sage ich dazu. Also meine Seele, mein Körper, Weisheit, mein Geist, ja. Also diese Trinity, die halt bei uns ist. Und die hält meinen Luxus-Wunderkörper ganz automatisch am Leben. Und es fühlt sich weit in mir an. Und auch ein Gedanke, wenn ich eine Frage habe irgendwie oder was Kreatives machen will oder wie mache ich meine Radioshow oder was passiert oder wie so, dann kommt aus dem Nichts daher der Gewählt auf einmal ein Gedanke oder eine etwas. Aber es ist auch manchmal total unheimlich, weil ich halt dann blind handle, weil ich nicht weiß, wie gut es wird, wie schlecht es wird und wie es ausgeht. Und es ist aber halt auch irgendwie so spannend, weil ich ja nicht weiß, wie es ausgeht. Ja. Und wie gut es dann auch einfach mal tut, die Dinge anders getan zu haben. Und ein bisschen mehr freier ist man dann und ein bisschen mehr von seinen eigenen Grenzen überwunden zu haben. Das ist ein tolles Gefühl. Und ein bisschen mehr von seiner wahren Essenz gegeben zu haben. Ist das nicht ein Abenteuer, hä? Hey? Wobei Gedanken aus dem Ego stammen, sind halt oft sehr beklemmend. Es stresst halt. und manchmal so ein Ministerium der Angst. Mein Magen zieht sich zusammen dann. Magen. Mögen. Magen. Mag's nicht einfach. My being makes me calm and free. I sense security, connectivity with all that is. Or I say also my trinity to it, to my body wisdom and to my I am spirit and to my soul. I said trinity, I don't know, the all threes in me. And also the threes, oh my God, it's never ending with the me's, and keeps alive automatically the wonder luxury body. It feels wide on in me, like a steppy, like a step. Also a thought when I ask into the nothing, hey, how what is important now for the radio show? What can I create? Is there something that is important to do? I don't know, you know. And then just by from the nothing, winded by just came something. And it is also a bit scary sometimes, acting blind, but also it's exciting because I don't know how it may end up, but how nice it feels if you just done something different as usual, a little more of freedom, find yourself across your own limits and gave a little more piece of your true nature just without thinking. Yeah, isn't that an adventure, hey? Whereby thoughts based dated from the ego are often very oppressive. Very oppressive. Very oppressive. It stresses. It stresses. It is like a ministry of fear. My stomach moves in together. My stomach simply don't like it. Alte Denkmuster vermeiden, das vermeiden wollen. Eine kaputte Uhr ist zweimal wichtig am Tag. Überschreiten. Und an solchen Tagen, ach so wie heute, heute ging es mir auch irgendwie total durchgeknallt im Kopf wieder, habe ich mich verrannt. Sagt Titch Nathan, sei ruhig. Es gibt viele Wege, negative Energie zu beruhigen, ohne sie zu verdrängen oder gegen sie zu kämpfen. Du merkst es, du lächelst es an, du ladest etwas ein, um es zu ersetzen. Du kannst was Schönes hören, du kannst was Wunderschönes hören sogar. Du kannst etwas Schönes, Inspirierendes lesen oder irgendwie in die Natur hinaus spazieren und rückwärts laufen oder dich in den Schnee fallen lassen. Oder du kannst auch meditieren. Es gibt so vieles, was man machen kann. Oder irgendwie ein Instrument spielen, das du nicht kannst. Old thinking models avoid the to-want avoiding things. A damaged clock is important twice a day. Pass over. Like today. Today, I was very not here. I was very in my mind, in my ego, in the circle, and I just fed up with myself, and I just was angry with myself that I again stepped into this huge river, and Titch Nathan told, be calm. There are many ways to calm a negative energy without suppressing or fighting it. You recognize it. You smile to it. And you invite something nicer to come up and replace it. You read some inspiring words. You listen to a piece of beautiful music. You go somewhere in nature. Or you do some walking meditation. Thank you so much. Because everything is good. Everything is enough. And everything is exactly in this minute, in this second for you there. just to get into your best version. Feingefühl und Liebe ist eine wichtige Eigenschaft, in der frühes Eingreifen Leben retten kann. Vielleicht schärfen wir mal wieder unsere Sinne. Vielleicht kicken wir mal mit geschlossenen Augen ein Steinchen. Oder du hältst mal den Mund den ganzen Tag lang. Vielleicht beobachtest du auch mal, was du zu dir selbst sagst. Wie sprichst du mit dir? Was sagst du zu anderen? Vielleicht hörst du mal einfach nur dem Vögelchen zu. 3 Stunden lang am Stück, hey. Nimm dir das mal raus, die Zeit. Vielleicht legen wir auch mal unsere Hand auf unser Herz und stellen uns vor, wie es ist, wie es wäre, wenn wir blind auf die Erde gekommen wären. Wie würdest du einen Eisberg beschreiben? Welche Farbe hätte das Meer? Wie würdest du es machen? Woher willst du wissen, was blau ist? Mach die Welt, wie sie dir gefällt. Ich habe auch letztens im Dunkeln geduscht. Das war richtig ein bisschen gefährlich, wollte ich sagen dazu. Seid bitte vorsichtig, weil sie das mal versucht, echt stockdunkel zu duschen. Mit Haare waschen. Brutalinski. Aber das ist just funny. Sensitiveness and love. One important feature in which early access can save life. Maybe once sharpen the senses once more. Maybe kick a stone with closed eyes and just listen where the stone is. Maybe the stone wants also not be at the same place all the life, all the time. Maybe we shut up one whole day, our mouth, and maybe we observe what we say to ourselves, what we say to others. Maybe listen 3 hours to a birdly, to a birdly. Just listen to a birdly, yeah. And lay down your hands on your heart. And maybe we imagine that we came blind into this world. How we would describe an iceberg? Or which color would have the sea? From where you would know the color blue? Maybe you will have a shower. Sorry. No, I've had a shower in the dark, in the darkness. It was really, really dark in my bathroom, and I just decided to have a shower in the dark and wash also my hairs. But yeah, please be careful. But it's really funny. It's really funny. And don't forget, vergesst bitte nicht, sagt's euch immer wieder, I am the creator. Ich bin der Schöpfer. Ben Yaratajum. Oh, my body wants to say something. Wait.
Won't you take me to
Funkin' Town?
Won't you take me to
Funkin' Town?
Won't you take me to
Funkin' Town?
Gotta make a move to a town that's right for me.
The Lovely X Lips Incorporated from 1980. Oh, I love it. I love it, the 80s, the vibrations and the music. Vielen herzlichen Dank auf diesem wundervollen freien Radiosender hier in Mannheim, live aus der alten Feuerwache raus. Ich bin so dankbar. Danke, danke, danke, danke schön. Liebes Bernmüderfunk.org und auf der 89,6 im Megahertz und auf der 105,4 Megahertz in Heidelberg. Und das andere war in Mannheim. Ein bisschen aus der Puste, ich habe ein bisschen getanzt. Und es tut halt auch immer wieder gut. Don't forget to dance. Und ja, jetzt wollte ich eine tolle Geschichte erzählen, die mir meine Schwester geschickt hat. Now I will, die kann ich aber nur auf Englisch vorlesen, weil das so lang ist. Und ja, bitte, ich leg los. Also ich muss ja mit mir selber, ich muss es ja selber sagen. So. Puh. Istanbul, 25 June 1990. Carlos Santana was the first time in Istanbul and was picked up by the guides of the hotel he stood. The first was a one-off day, only meeting in the evening for soundcheck. Instead of resting, let's go strolling in Istanbul, said Santana. On his side, Dave put one tourist guide and he wanted a vehicle. As Dave visited Kapalı Çarşı, Sultan Ahmet, Hagia Sophia, Carlos Santana saw a nice tea garden. That they can rest and that he also can have a Turkish coffee. Dave took a seat on a table. Until that time, there were not a single one who knew about the big Carlos Santana. No one who've asked making a picture or wants a signature. This wasn't fatal for him anyway. He doesn't have such complexes or hang-ups. The tourist guide and Santana talked while they've sipped the tea. Suddenly, while in front of the tea garden a few shoeshine boy Roman kids were up to walking by. Dave started shouting, "Hey! Hello, Santana! Welcome to Istanbul! Love you, Santana!" The waiters from the tea garden blustered the children. "Shut up! Don't shout! Even don't come in! Dissolve! Don't bother the guests!" Santana said to his guide, "Call the kids that they come over here. I want that they come inside." Immediately, the tourist guide told about the situation to the waiters. "But Big Brothers, this is a world superstar. We would get embarrassed of everyone. He wants that the shoeshine boys come in, so let them come." Helpless, they let them in. Together with their little stools, the Roman shoeshine boys stormed into the tea garden. The tourist guide became the translator of their words. Dave began to speak with the big Santana, and Dave said, "You are one of the greatest guitar masters in the world. Let us polish your boots. It would be our stand upright prayer. We don't want a penny." Santana got very happy. Also, he was very surprised about. He ordered the kids Coke and gazas and asked later, "Since I am in Istanbul, nobody identified me. So then, how did these kids recognize me?" The shoeshine boys answered, "You know, sometimes when we paint the shoes, some guests do read newspapers. While we swing the paintbrush, of course we also look there and then at the newspapers. And we've seen your photo there. And there stood, 'The world star Carlos Santana comes to Istanbul.' There we know." Color and varnish were made upon the boots. Santana wanted to give them money, but the kids didn't took it. "Okay," Santana said, "tomorrow evening is my concert. Would you like to join me?" The kids gone overboard. "Oh, we would love to listen to you, Santana. You are a lordly squire." Santana asked the guide about to give them kids both tickets for the show. "If you have a sibling, you can bring it there too," he said. The children are so happy, and they left with beating upon their stools and booties outside the tea garden and get lost in the streets. At the next evening, there was a huge, glorious heat open airs. The Romanian kids came by with their tickets in their hands, and they can't come inside at the front entrance because Carlos Santana gave them VIP tickets. From where should the kids have known this? As they've reached the VIP entrance, the fat was in the fire. "From who you've stealed these tickets?" "But we didn't steal these tickets, brother. We are the guests from Carlos Santana. He gave us them." As Dave answered this, the securities, "Hadilan, Kaibol, oh come on," and gave him a slap in their face and rubbed the tickets from their hands and cast them out the entrance. But the guests of Carlos Santana didn't give up. They found the back front of the artist's doors. Also there, the same confrontation. "Hadi belan, konuşmayın, defolun gidin buradan." "Oh, come on, run." But in any case, the kids didn't give up. "Santana, Santana, help, help, help!" They've cried together out, loud and non-stop. And somehow, this message came into the ears of the tourist guide, and he went to Santana and told him about this. Then the guide came and took the children to the setting from Santana. Snot and saliva and the tears, Dave explained what all happened to them. Santana was very sad and very angry then. "Take my guests and put them onto their places," he said. The Romanian shoeshine children went so with the tourist guide, passed over the edge into the audience. This was a great thing point. Long ago, some others have seated on their places. The daughter of the governance assistant, her husband, the whatchamacallit of the counselor, the brother-in-law, the sister-in-law of them, the auntie. "We are lodged yet, little brother, we won't stand up," Dave said. Also the security saw what's going on, but of their fear they couldn't do anything against. Minutes went by, but there is still no found a solution of this problem. At the end, Dave put on the stairs of the stage little seat cushions for the VIP guests from Santana as the solution. The guide went again to Santana and have told him about the happenings. The artist said, "Go to them and tell them that no one is allowed to disrespect my guests. If I won't see the children sitting up there in the first seats, I won't play one single note. I will come to stage, will tell what happened, say goodbye, and will leave the stage. Also, I don't care about the payoffs. Whatever the amount should be, I will pay." The concert had to start, but for any reason it did not. Applause and wheezings have started and the things turned mixed. At the VIP area, a chaos. The incumbents knew what's up and saw the gravity of the situation. The daughter of the governance assistant, her husband, the whatchamacallits of the counselor, the brother-in-law, the sister-in-law, the auntie, all of them were called one by one to leave the seats. So then the Romanian shoeshine kids had seated them there in the front row on their places. Into the back, the okay message got. The lights turned on. The stage got refulgence, and Carlos Santana entered the stage. The earthquakes. Firstly, he'd looked to the front row if the kids are on their seats. And he saw the kids and that everyone is happy and raised his thumb into the direction of the kids and with his okay. And then Santana laid his magical hands upon the strings of his guitar and became one with it. At the open air, it felt like that out of the guitar flew thousands of white pigeons. They fly. They fly. The magic trails swung and looped over the heads of his guests. The magic trails swung and looped over the heads of his guests. That's why that's for artists like Santana, a master, distinguished, big star. Before this is said, they say firstly, this is a man. Really, you are really very great. Viva Santana. You can become a teacher, a doctor, an engineer, an architect, or advocate, a businessman, and acquire fame. But being a man, being a human, is in case not the handcraft of everybody. One needs heart, needs loyalty, being brave, generosity, being humble, appreciation needs decency and soul. Thank you so much from the author, Khan Ünsal Alfani. I found on YouTube. And this is the super song from Carlos Santana, Evil Ways, 1969. Woodstock!
You got to change your evil ways, baby. Before I stop loving you, you got to change, baby. And every word that I say is true. You got me running and hiding all over town. You got me seeing.
Auch ein verstecktes Lächeln.
Schaschüttung. Ja. Hey. Ach Gott. The hour is over. Ist vorbei jetzt, brutal, was soll ich sagen? Ich freue mich sehr. Vielen Dank, dass ihr hier eingeschaltet habt. Das war schon wieder mit mir. Ich hoffe, euch hat es gefallen. Ihr habt irgendwas mitgenommen für euch. Und Ja, ihr seid wirklich wundervoll und einzigartig. Vergiss das nicht. Und ich bin sehr, ja, keine Ahnung. Ja, was soll ich sagen? Guck mal, danke nochmal, liebes Bermuda-Funk, auf der 89,6 Megahertz. Und auf der, in Mannheim, gell, war's? Genau. Ja, und auf der 105,4 Megahertz in Heidelberg und in der Umgebung anzuhören. Oder als Kabel oder Livestreaming auf www.bermudafunk.org. Hier sind auch ganz viele andere tolle Sendungen. Haut einfach rein in die Taschen. Macht einfach was Wundervolles. Und überlegt, dass wir sind begrenzt hier, okay? Alles ist immer jetzt. Und morgen ist ein neuer Tag. Und die Schöpfung schenkt uns diesen neuen Tag, um uns neu zu erfahren und die schöpferischen Fähigkeiten, die wir besitzen, anzuwenden. Um Segen, Glück, Heilung, Freude hier auf der Erde zu stärken. Halte die Vision und deine Konzentration für das, was du dir wünschst. Achte gut auf diesen Tag, denn er ist das Leben. Das hat die Jeanne Ruhland gesagt und ich finde es super. So, meine Lieben, goodbye, dear listeners. Tomorrow, the creation gives us a new day. A new time to know ourselves new and to exercise our creative skills, which we do own. To start blessing, fortune, healing, and joy here on earth. Hold the vision and your concentration of that what you do wish for yourself and for others, and be attentioned on this day, cause it is the life. Thank you, Jeanne Ruhland, and everybody out there for listening, and have a nice moment. Talk Tische Gürtel im Hostschakalern. Es war Switch für Emma Pan. Auf Freigabe erteilen. Achtung, Achtung. So, Hostschakalern. Tische Gürtel. Thank you. Goodbye.